Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
The following takes place after Chapter 5, Welcome to Phandalin. In a cave, a drow walks up to a bound and gagged dwarf, crouched on the floor. So, this is the Wave Echo Cavern. We shall begin exploring it now. I knew all you needed was a little reason beat into, dwarf.
You bastard! You didn't have to kill him. If I was knowing you meant to kill him, I'd have told you sooner, you damnable drow.
Hush now. I have more tonic to keep you still while my minions have to report. Valak, what have you learned of the goblins cowering in their cave?
Speak, goblin. Tell the spider what you saw.
I am Yemek. I was tasked to guard the Homan Sildar by our leader, Clark, the powerful bugbear. But not as powerful as you, great spider. The destroyers came and ravaged our caves, slaying everything until they came to us. Let me tell you their story.
If you do a favor for me, I'll let the human live and go with you free.
I'm going to make a perception roll.
Okay.
See if he's telling the truth. So this is just straight perception, I guess?
Wisdom? Go with an insight for sense
okay.
motive.
I like insight.
I'm going to buy some intimidation.
Yeah.
I think I've earned it.
13.
13? You're thinking he might be legit with this.
He wants us to do something for him so he can be the big boss.
What is it?
I want you to go do something for me.
Kill the bugbear?
Sounds kind of sexy.
Kill the bugbear, we've done it.
It's something that will require you to murder.
For those at home, this is D&D After Dark.
I wish for you to kill Clark the bugbear and the other
cat. Hold up, did they all
say yes?
No,
the goblins.
Say yes.
So, you know, they're serious.
Okay,
they're serious to you. Asking
I'll look
this.
At him.
No, they want us to kill the bugbear.
No, I can hear him.
No,
he's something.
Really,
I can
you speak goblin?
He's speaking
he's
common.
Speaking
he's
common.
Speaking
he's common. Common.
It's funnier if he still does.
Well. I'm not sure how much you hear. Because, I mean, your eyesight isn't great. You can't throw. Not sure about
you drive a hard bargain.
He drives a hard bargain.
But. We care for our friend. So I'll turn to you guys and say,
he cares for his friend.
We need to go back. Get the head of the bugbear and come back.
I'm okay with this. What about me?
You're scared. Even though
you're here. I'll run back and go get the head.
Stays
to keep an eye on
yes.
me as a sign
no, no.
of
just one
here.
Person go back makes them look really, really
that
badass.
We're awesome.
Yeah.
That one
I'm
person
the
can take on the bugbear.
Oh, noble sir, we'll send
I will take on
hero.
The bugbear all by myself.
Good luck.
Because I am Galen the Galant, and you will know my name.
Good luck. Good luck, brave friend. Now that I also know your name if things go badly.
I also like the idea that most of them don't know common. She's okay. Just going...
Is this like a rock or something?
That's a rock, a slide
okay.
type.
Can I still... I'm going to want to roll so I can get behind her just in case. Okay, because I can't trust that. Because I'm sorry, do we really want to let these vile creatures live?
What?
Not particularly.
Okay.
I was evil.
Hey, so we haven't agreed that we wouldn't. We didn't tell them that we're not going to kill them later.
No,
we just said we'd stop.
All we said was we're parlaying. Okay, so can I do a? Well, this is all happening now. Since they're completely distracted, should I get an again advantage?
Actually, no, because it's his cave, his home, and his dark room.
Yeah, but he's watching them. Doesn't
but
matter.
You're walking. You're walking 5 feet behind him. You're okay. Not, yeah, he knows you. He will notice you're there if you roll badly. So where are you going to end up, by the way? Here. Or here? Okay, here?
Yeah, so okay. I want them to see me.
Okay.
I'm going to screw us all on this roll, baby.
I'm going to start a cult of goblins and people I've intimidated.
13 plus a 20. 20. Non-natural 20.
No, I think you're
unnatural 20.
The cursed 20.
But this way, if he tries anything, should I make lots of noise or not worry about
you,
it?
You can.
Do you want to do that? He wouldn't carry anyway.
Because the problem is, remember that with that waterfall in
here.
I'm just going to go get the head and come back.
So what are you guys doing
while she's running down the cave?
Oh, that Galen, you know, she's a mighty
warrior. She's the weakest member of our party.
But she's very clever with her
and sword.
And sword.
Because that way if they think that she's the weakest member and she can take the bugbear all by herself.
She's actually my apprentice squire.
I will.
Yeah, I'm not so sure.
I will ask.
What do they know of Cragmaw Castle?
I'll ask that.
Which one do you ask?
The one who's talked to us.
The scared one.
Yeah.
The scared one? He looks. Cragmaw Castle is off a distance.
Very craggy.
Clark is the only one in the caves who knows where the castle is.
Oh, does wait a minute. Did we kill him? Was that the bugbear?
That's the bugbear.
He's the large bugbear.
That we're killing.
Where is it? Where is it?
Does he have a map of his pelts?
I'm sure. Okay. You know, we're all bright, intelligent, sort of ish folks. And I'm sure we can
stupidly daring!
Oh,
well,
can I
you
see
do
that
have
mode?
A feeling that if you make it to the nearby town, they may know where this castle is. It's been around for hundreds of years, too.
What? That's crazy talk.
I don't know where it is. It's right. Well, not like they moved it last year.
You're a city girl. You don't really go out tramping through the woods too much.
You're worthless, and no matter what you do, you'll always be garbage.
You're horrible!
Can we change this
alignment?
After a long rest, your alignment is changing. You wake up after having bad dreams going, I was never that good to start with. It's a good thing my god is neutral.
For those at home, I'm chaotic neutral now. So lock your doors.
Okay. So have I made
so you get to the chamber where the Balrog is dead.
Uh-huh.
Now,
the Balrog?
I'm sorry, the Balrog.
Wow.
Wow, we're good! We killed the Balrog?
Why did you just waste double 20s?
You're playing with your dice.
Stop
you
playing with your
two
dice.
20s.
Put them down. Stop playing with it. Stop playing with your dice.
Don't ruin the mojo.
Yes, like
so as Galen gets there's
a dead Balrog.
As you see the dead bugbear on the ground, its head shattered because it was turned to ice.
Oh shoot!
What are you going to do?
Bring his heart.
Bring his whole body, I guess. Can I drag it?
What's your strength?
You're pretty strong.
Well, I have to.
I'm sorry. You're dragging a dead bugbear in a cave.
My strength is. Well, 14 plus 2, 14? 16.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're...
So, I have to bring the whole frickin' corpse.
You
the
grab
warrior
it.
Gave him the cold shoulder.
So, give me a... By the way, when you're on this ladder dragging his heavy corpse, give me a dexterity roll real quick. This ladder was not quite made to take the weight of two medium-sized creatures.
That's his body hitting the stairs.
Horrible goblin manufacturing.
16.
Okay, you managed to get over as you're seeing little planks breaking off this bridge, because, you know, it's goblin manufacture for small creatures, so. Okay, so what are you guys doing while the goblins are milling about? These goblins are getting awful nervous, you know.
Well, I'm sorry, please. Go ahead.
Their leader is doing the whole, I think I should kick this human just because. and he's pondering, can these guys really pull it off? Only one of them?
Is that good, baby?
I have my skills of persuasion.
Do you have those?
Yes. I have a +4 in persuasion.
I'm just slapping the head of my...
Tell him that he's not a person.
I'm just slapping the head of Stone Crusher in my... Skull Crusher in my hand.
I thought I would encourage him to recall that... That Galen the Gallant is only a novice, and yet we feel free sending him to fetch the death of the bugbear for him.
It's not that we don't like him.
It's just that she's.
It's just she's that we so took out an insurance good. On her,
and yet she's not the best because we're all, you know, quite talented.
Of course, apologize when they get there for saying, "Well, I kind of destroyed the head."
And, just you about have, that time, Galen the Gallant comes dragging the body out.
I've damaged the head beyond, recognition, so the body will have to do.
And at that point, all the goblins start backing off from you.
Yeah, you better back off.
Intimidation, people!
They're like, oh, they killed the bugbear with just one of their numbers? And they're all looking up to their leader, who's still clutching that arrow wound from the smallest of the bows in your group.
Yeah, from the little tiny rogue.
Part of the bargain.
They thought it came out of nowhere.
Okay, he looks at you. What trickery is this? How did you kill him so quickly?
Well, it's simply that she's so very good.
And also, some people tend to lose their heads.
I'm gonna try to
lose their heads.
How does a 23 do for persuasion?
That's pretty good.
That's pretty damn persuasive.
Yes, he believes me.
He believes you.
Well, I believe you.
Well, he believes that you believe him. She's like, yes, I did kill him.
I did it, baby. I did it all by myself.
With your exploding arrow.
We could have taken
That's
off.
Right.
He kind of glares at all of you at this point, especially after your persuasion roll of, do I really want to betray these guys?
No, you don't.
Go ahead, betray us. We're
going
to kill you. Can I kill him?
He kind of nudges the human with the foot and says, on your... Nudge, not kick. On your feet, human.
On
you
your
are
feet,
free
human.
To go with them.
You're free to go with them.
Where's Gundren?
Where's Gundren?
No, speak in common.
I'm not sure how all of your...
What is a Gundren?
The dwarf that was with the human!
He is not here.
Oh, and where have you put him? Because you see, we'll be quite wroth with you, rather irritated, and we might be raised to ire if we can't find our friends.
I love that escalation.
And
just
he just looks at all of you, and then the corpse, you'd have to ask him.
Well, really.
He sent the dwarf off.
With who?
He was following orders from the one known as the Spider.
Ooh, well. And how does he communicate with this spider? Do they have web mail?
Well, without a head, he won't.
Usually, he sends goblins from Cragmaw Castle.
Did he send them to Cragmaw Castle?
No,
from.
I don't know.
Well, don't worry, the dwarf went.
No,
most
they said
likely.
From Cragmaw Castle.
Do you know the way?
I don't.
Do you have any maps?
No.
Is there a
he
back
probably
entrance?
Get one from town.
I believe I've been searching for Cragmaw Castle. I believe the next town will know of it.
Well, all right. I suppose we'll take our companion and we won't kill you this time. Well, I mean...
We kind of did.
Well...
It's up to you guys.
It's so tempting.
It's up to you guys, but... our moral center.
I'll help him down.
What do you say? What do you say?
I'm lawful neutral. I
and
mean, then
I suddenly appear...
You made a contract.
What is this? What is this moral thing?
You can try. You can hide behind.
Hey,
him.
I'm
gonna
we
hide
have
behind
not
him.
Agreed
okay.
that we wouldn't kill them. It's like
we kind of did.
It's implied.
We kind of just said
well, then
that.
We can. Then we must leave them to their
But
I don't have to.
Vile, despicable self.
Still, what are these moral things you're talking about?
Well, okay. We'll have to talk to you about that later, Saltadelph. I think it'll be an advanced lesson.
Before we leave, I'll just put my axe, like, hammer down. Let me look at that.
No loot?
He's got an arrow in his chest, right?
Okay, so you're actually going to approach the goblin and give him care?
Oh, I wouldn't have. All right, that just makes you awesome. As I say, sadly.
I'll use my advantage die.
Okay.
Oh my goodness, he's very delightfully...
He's inspired to help a traveler.
There we go. 23.
You pull out the arrow so deftly that it doesn't even hurt coming out.
Oh, you
save the
arrow
back.
Yeah.
With goblin stink all over it.
It can be washed.
Hey,
off.
It can be washed.
That axe is a poison.
You're going to want to keep this...
I'm clean. I'm going to use prestation.
Prestidigitation.
You can use
you
fires.
Have a pole?
No. I'm going to make it like there's fire around him.
That he's glowing
like
with sparkle.
Oh, like he's,
oh cool.
You're making him. Oh,
okay.
You're having an illusion.
To make
Ooh.
It more...
21
to it?
Okay, yeah, he's got this glowy. It almost looks like you're using magic. You're mending this wound.
Well, actually,
so well.
It looks like...
Where's his armor? His clothes?
Oh, you know...
Yeah, return the human's things.
You should return him to us in his same state.
As Thrain is wrapping the bandage around him, he kind of winces at the wrapping. Goes, we don't have his armor and weapons. That was sent with the dwarf.
We need to heal the human.
I'll work on him in a minute. We just need to get out.
As you're helping the human down the stairs, she goes, I must retrieve my family's honor with the armor.
We'll help you with that.
Well, we've got to go where the armor is. Dendron is.
You help him down the stairs to the group.
Yep.
No loot?
Interesting. These must have been the interlopers Gundren hired from Neverwinter, no doubt. Send this wretch to Vireth at Cragmaw Castle. Perhaps that fool Grawl will have use for him.
Nah. Not King Grawl. The great King Grawl will have me eaten by his wolves in Cragmaw Castle.
You fear this bugbear who would be king?
Yes. He has led the Warbrand for a long, long time. Longer than many have been alive.
And my sharp-toothed friend, you know with my powers I could snuff them out like a twig cast in the flames.
Yes, you are very powerful, great spider.
Good. Then fear not, your goblin king. Go to Cragmaw Castle. I will give you a letter written for Vireth. She will protect you and find a thing for you to keep busy with. But I want you to keep an eye out for your destroyers. If they find the castle, watch them from afar. And tell me what you see of their every move. And when they have moved on... Signal Valak. He will tell you how, and relate to him everything that you have seen. Now both of you go, and Valak, see to our spy and Lord Glassstaff and Vandalin. Give the Glassstaff the scroll and find out anything you can from our spy in town. These great destroyers concern me. Now go. The bugbears must be supervised excavating. Least they release more buried undead I'll have to deal with. After some time, the goblins and spider have cleared some of the secret wave echo caverns. The following takes place after Chapter 13, The Heroes of Phandalin, The Unlikely Fellowship. Ah, Valak, you have returned.
Great spider, I see that all goes well in clearing out the cavern. I've spoken with the spy and seen things you must hear about. The whole town was talking about a fight that happened with the Red Brands in the market square. As we were lucky, your spy was present and took keen interest in one of the numbers.
All of a sudden, Tilda, something catches your eye.
What catches my eye?
A quartet of crimson cloaks, the type used by the Red Brands.
Guys, over there, those are a few of the ne'er-do-wells. You'll notice by the red brand of their clothing.
Oh, I see. So they're all very uniform in their accoutrements.
Apparently they're getting pretty brazen, I would say, wearing their colors out in the open there. Well, so, hey, what are they doing?
I think we should go and investigate. I'd like to see these red brands up close.
I agree, Galen, that we should go speak with these insufferable fools and explain to them that we are coming to purge their blight from the town.
Not to mention, there seems to be some sort of kerfuffle going on.
We can't have any kerfuffling.
A spell kerfuffle.
K-E-R.
F-U-F-F-L-E.
And as you guys are coming from this side, you notice across the clearing there seems to be a dwarf that was looking to purchase something from one of the vendors. And you just notice these three ruffians basically all have their swords out. And basically they look across at the dwarf and you hear one clearly shout as the merchant gets away from their wares.
Now, your kind's got to pay an extra little tax here if you'd like to buy some food, Mr. Dwarf.
Shake down.
You don't want to do that.
Why, this is our town.
And this is a market square. You don't want to do that.
We just want you to pay the rightful tax for our town. Phandolin is the Red Brand's territory.
See? Like I said, ne'er-do-wells.
We must protect the populace from these ruffians.
And educate them on the finer points of etiquette. And also, the sheer fact that they're quite wrong. They certainly do not own this town. I'm hoping that someone else will own this town, but it won't be them.
We must protect the people.
And he's people.
These are bad men, and they need to... They're bad. They need to be taken down.
Okay. Well, yes. This is what I would like to do. How long are their cloaks?
Their average cloak length, to the calf.
Back to the calf?
About to the calf.
Hmm. Okay. Well, since they're obviously doing something they shouldn't be doing, what I would like to do is I would like to shoot an arrow at them.
Okay. Is there a bush nearby?
Is there a bush nearby?
Yeah, a bush.
Okay. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to pin their cloak, one of their cloaks, to this barrel right there. Okay?
Oh.
Okay.
Delightful.
In the meantime, Edric is reaching into his purse, not necessarily grabbing coins purposefully. He has one hand waiting to grab his hammer.
Okay.
He's going to say, "And how much do you propose?"
Well, what kind of fruit stuff? And he kind of jabs his sword into a couple pieces of fruit, ruining them. Were you looking to buy there?
That was this man's property. I hadn't bought any yet.
Well, once you pay your tax, you can go ahead and take it. 10 copper pieces?
That's excessive.
That's highway robbery. Gouging. In the midst of the green.
So I'm going to look into the purse. I'm going to draw out one. I'll say, I'll teach you guys a little trick on how we teach dwarves to count. And I'm going to flick it over his head.
Okay, they all kind of watch the coin go up into the air. And you're drawing your weapon?
And I'm drawing my weapon.
Go ahead and give me a strike.
Dice.
D20.
Where is it?
Should be the center.
Yeah, the
there
edge.
We go.
Yeah.
So 15.
15 will hit. Go ahead and give me damage.
3.
Still.
To the smacked this one, smarts. I'm assuming the closest.
Whichever one was talking to me.
That was this guy. He's the talking one.
The one up in your face.
So 3 points damage.
Or yep.
In his chest.
Okay, and Galen, go ahead and roll for your arrow shooting.
Here's my point of advantage.
Oh, so you're taking advantage.
I am. Well, it's a trick shot, basically.
Yeah.
So. Okay, so that's going to be...
Remember, you get to roll your d20 twice.
I did. I rolled two at the same time. Unless you'll let me roll again. no, so that is... 18.
Okay, your arrow goes thwacking out, pinning this one's cape to the barrel, uh-huh. Putting him at a bad disadvantage.
And deserting them of your presence. So, does that mean I can shoot again?
Well, that basically, both of you guys were taking a surprise round. Because these ruffians weren't expecting anyone to stand up in this town to them anymore, since people disappeared.
That's because we have not been here before.
As you ladies have heard
that's
in the
right.
last rumor,
I cannot let these humble town.
One of the town
be...
members stood up to them, and his wife
the
and children
woodsman.
Went missing, and he was murdered.
Yes, and we
these,
will.
These are not good.
That will not go unpunished.
No.
Right.
Nor will this affair.
Yes.
Nor will this kerfuffle.
So everyone, go ahead and roll initiative.
Yeah, they need to be punished. Big time.
Oh my goodness, it's almost good. Almost a good initiative roll.
Almost.
It's high.
20!
13!
10.
7.
Okay, I don't feel so bad.
I have a negative to my initiative.
So do I.
Yes.
And Galen, what'd you get?
10. Woohoo!
As it should be.
And the ruffians rolled 21.
Oh, okay. Aww. I only got a 20.
We gotta smack them.
Well, you know, they're so used to getting their own way that just, you know.
They're used to pushing their muscle
exactly.
around.
Exactly. They're used to pushing a lot of people around.
So we're going to educate them on the bad.
Oh, yes. Yes, we will educate them.
That they've been making. Poor life choices.
And at this point, they'll be lucky if they survive the lesson. Yay!
Okay, so the first ruffian that was looking at you, he's going to go ahead and hit you with the sword, because he did not believe that you raised your hand to him.
O-M-G!
I can't believe he did that. Oh my god.
But you were thinking
it! Will a 12 hit your AC?
It will not.
He swings and just misses, and then you hear him make some snide comment about your height being the reason he missed.
I told you didn't want to do that.
It's a poor craftsman.
And
who plays
at that exact
tools.
Moment,
poor craftsman who plays his tools.
The one next to him, instead of looking at you, turns back to see where the arrow came from behind them, seeing the three lady warriors coming up from behind, weapons brandished. I'm assuming.
Oh yeah!
Ooh, heck yeah. Damn, Skippy.
And this one,
let none escape.
Will be coming up, and he pointing his weapon at you and says, "Drop that bow."
I am more than willing to thin the numbers of the red brands, and my bow will do it.
This guy's going to go ahead and rip his cloak free, or at least attempt, and he actually doesn't. He pulls, and he kind of gets tangled up on the arrow.
That's excellent.
It's like, really? How are you wearing a wet paper sack?
And this one's going to come up behind you.
Oh, no, we got him.
Oh, flanking.
Mm-hmm.
He's flanking the dwarf.
And he will get advantage. Ooh, will a 18 hit you?
Just barely.
No.
Okay, 5 points of damage as he comes up and just slashes you from behind.
Well, that's...
We're going to kill a dwarf tonight.
I believe I'm going to have a few red capes to add to my collection.
Okay. Oh, a red cape. collected.
Tilda, my dear, it is your turn.
Let's see here. Hold up, my bow can reach. Where's my? I can shoot 80 feet. Okay.
Your bow's so I got can the map easily, covered.
I want to help him. So instead, the ladies can take care of the guy that's approaching us. I'm going to go ahead and shoot this guy, because I don't think I got a really clear shot on this guy.
From the voice, you almost recognize the voice of that one, by the way.
Yeah, I want the one that's...
Okay.
The talker?
Yeah, I want the one who's starting.
Don't start
nothing. There will be nothing. Familiar, and I'm going to use advantage.
You're going to use an inspiration to give yourself advantage. Okay.
Uh-huh. Because, it's time for a little payback.
Absolutely.
Oop, I'm keeping it. Okay, so, let's see here, 19, and it would be plus 24 getting
your,
up to him.
Your arrow easily soars through the
and
air.
And since it's in his back...
It doesn't do extra. Oh, yes, it does. It can do your...
Because she's a rogue?
Because she's a rogue, and he did not see it coming, so...
No, it's naturally stealthy. Let's see here.
It's right here, sneak attack.
Yeah, sneak attack. Once per turn, when you hit a creature with dexterity-based attack, such as with my short sword or my short bow, you have advantage on the attack roll. You can deal extra 1d6 to your target. You don't need advantage if another enemy of the target is within 5 feet. And I did use advantage, so let's see here, you don't need the within 5 feet and it isn't incapacitated. You can't deal the extra damage, however, if you have disadvantage. Well, I had advantage, so
and technically we consider he's an ally within 5 feet of him.
Yeah. Oh.
So him basically gives you distance flanking.
Okay, so then it's 1d6, so it's 2d6 plus 3.
Yep.
Piercing. So Woohoo! 7 plus the 3, so we're talking 10 points of damage. Woo!
Okay, the arrow hits him, and you notice as he's right in front of you, arrow comes from nowhere, and you literally see a bit of an arrowhead stick through his chest facing towards you. So you know that there's help out there, and he makes this sickly noise, but he's still alive and on his feet, but he just grabs his chest as you see a little arrowhead pop out.
By his shoulder? Like under the cloud?
You brought friends, dwarf!
I believe their time is up. These are not my friends.
Neither are we theirs.
Lady Corlin, what would you like to do?
Well, I mean, obviously, these poor fools have not been educated. And I must speak with them forcefully. With Matilda at my side.
Basically, she's the I think law. Matilda will be doing most of the talking.
I shall step forward forthrightly towards the ruffian addressing us, and...
Well, there's this one here, and this is the one that made the snide comment.
Well, the close one.
Okay. So that good?
Yes.
What is that?
The one that dared to approach her in an ominous manner.
Okay.
And told her to drop her weapon.
Sir, I recommend that you and your friends... reevaluate your life choices. These red cloaks that you seem to be sporting are going to result in nothing but sorrow and misery and likely death for you and your compatriots. Drop them, surrender your arms, shirk these evil ways, and we shall let you live.
And after you finish that beautiful monologue, this guy kind of looks at you, wipes his mouth. You got a pretty face.
Ew! Yucky.
I must beat at him about the head and shoulders. Matilda.
Hit
and
him.
I will.
He is right about the face, though.
Basically, simply, with a 7, wave my axe around.
You were so disgusted by his assumed proposal.
Yes.
That a mere common, filthy commoner. Would think to touch you.
The dregs of society.
Truly.
Ew.
I am from the Corlin family. My marriage will be arranged with someone of proper birth. Thank you very much.
Galen, it is your turn, my dear.
Okay, I am going to Can I shoot as far to get him, or yes. Is there line of sight, or is he being blocked by the dwarf?
Technically, the dwarf is not blocked now.
And remember, he's okay. A dwarf. Sure. I'm going for this one.
You're
going
to go for the one in the back?
Yes.
Okay. You do know this one is wounded.
Yeah, I want Kelly to kill him.
Okay.
Woohoo! Obviously, Tilda has some, you know, so a little pent-up angst, shall we say. And let's see, do I want to use advantage or just go for it?
You notice they're roughing up the common people.
We can't tell.
And you are a hero of the
common
people.
I'm going to use advantage.
You were using your inspiration to inspire advantage
on
your role.
That's right. I will boldly stride forward with my bow raised. And
where no folk hero has gone before.
That's right. And miss! Well, no, I got a 16.
Oh, you got 16?
A 16?
Yeah.
That will hit.
It just barely.
Your arrow whizzes out, and dwarf, you feel something whiz over your hair very closely. As all of a sudden you hear a sickling stick and a bit of a thong of an arrow. And how much damage does your arrow do to that ruffian?
Okay, my damage is. Hold on. Ooh, 6 plus 3, 9. 9 points
of
damage.
And you just hear the one behind you make it, ugh! And you know, he grabs the shaft of the arrow painfully.
That's what you get for hating dwarves. Good dwarves, I should say.
Yeah, the dwarves are trying. Right.
Okay, so are you guys doing anything else with the bodies besides looting them and taking two of the red cloaks?
Well, I think we should post the red cloak, couple of the red cloaks on the stocks or wherever, some centralized area of the green, so let them know that they are now hunted for the dogs they are.
Well, there actually is a little, you know, market, basically stand area where people can stand and have discussions or punishments and things
you
like that.
You do that, Galen. I'll keep an eye out for others.
Right. If there were gallows, I'd hang it from there.
I think we should do more of prosecuting their idea than the people. They still deserve respect as slain humans.
Nope, these people do not.
We'll bury them,
respect.
But
indeed.
Not their cloaks.
But
their
not
cloaks.
Their
indeed.
Cloaks.
Hang their cloaks up.
And pretty much about the we'll bury them part, you actually notice this grim, pale, old human comes out with a wheelbarrow. And you notice he does the... He was watching you loot the bodies, Tilda. And he's just sitting on his wheelbarrow, and you see a dirty shovel there. And he's just kind of stroking his chin there.
You need to pay the good man.
Okay, you each get 5 copper. And I get...
Okay, yeah.
And I get 6.
So you plunk some coppers into his hand, and he shakes his hand and looks at them.
Hey, that's 3 coppers a piece.
Which is more than they deserved.
Okay. I can fit them all in one hole. And he slips the coins into his pocket, and you see him go over to the wheelbarrow, and this poor old sickly-looking guy is just grunting, trying to get the bodies in
I'll
the
help you, good sir.
Okay, Galen.
Plop.
Okay.
Plop.
And he just smiles, and he gives you the look.
Yeah.
The look.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Okay, and then you just see him grunt and pick up this
oh,
wheelbarrow.
No, I'll help him further.
Oh, you're actually going to help him?
Sure.
Okay.
Hey, then give him back some copper.
No. I'm not going to bury these fools, but I will help the man get them to wherever their last place of residence will be.
Okay. Under the ground.
In hell.
So you basically follow him and he takes you over to where the local graveyard area yes. is. And conveniently you notice there's already a few open holes. Yes. And
he's always prepared.
He's just, ever since Red Brand's got here, bodies turning up everywhere. Every morning, finding some coins in pockets. And he just kind of... you give him a little hand because yeah, just and all four bodies go tumbling into one hole, and he just starts kind of like slowly shoveling dirt in the hole.
Yeah, well, thank I'll you. Let him do that.
Thank you for the help.
You're more than welcome, sir.
Just remember, try not to end up in one of my holes.
Thank you for the advice, sir.
I promise all the clerks say special words if your people ever do end up in one of these holes, though.
Well, that's a kindness, and I
don't
thank
worry.
You for it.
On the house. And you just see him, you know, keep shoveling little teeny tiny shovelfuls as you go walking back to the group. Okay, now, our dear lady, you notice quite a few of the younger folk in town are gathering around, you know, saying, are you here to rescue us? Are you here to get rid of the Red Brands? Did Neverwinter send you?
Well, indeed... Though our initial mission was not to clear this town of the Red Band, we could not stand idly by, and so we shall...
I myself witnessed some of these newcomers fighting in the Red Brand's favorite drinking hole. I feigned asleep when their powerful mage unleashed his powers. I believe you were correct, that the dwarf among them knows Gundren and his brothers.
Pretty much as you guys, as the two of you walk in, you notice this place is very quiet for a tap house, except for the rowdy foursome at the table, banging their drinks, saying, "Innkeep, tap another keg and bring it this way, because we'll drink it all down tonight." And you just see the innkeeper that the stairs go down here. He's just looking up to the little platform area where you guys are at. And you notice someone, the waitress is looking at him, and she's like shaking her head, "No, no, no." And he just kind of goes from wiping the bar to, "You haven't given payment for your last 7 rounds. If you toss some coins, I can bring some more drinks." And pretty much at that point, the mouthy gentleman heads down to the bar, punches out one of the guys quietly sitting at the bar, and says, "Here's my coins." And he drops a few copper coins into his cup and slides it to the barkeep. "Now bring drinks, or it'll cost you more than just coins to keep us happy in this house."
Let me guess, they got red cloaks on.
I would like to say.
And yes, they all have red cloaks.
I'll tap Skullcrusher. You're an ill-mannered churl.
Oh, a bonus points for using churl.
Okay, pretty much as soon as you guys walk in and you make that comment.
I don't like people with bad manners.
No. Oh, he has horrible manners.
Well, we can remedy that.
Yep, so you're still outside.
Oh, we can't go in?
Yep. Well, you can, just on your turn.
Oh.
So go ahead and roll initiative. Because pretty much as soon as you say that, you hear 3 chairs all slide back and 3 guys get up.
Excellent.
I got 19.
It's, D. What are you at? I forgot. Nothing? You add something. You add your
initiative.
Yeah. I got a 14.
You add your initiative. Yeah, that's
what'd you get?
I got a 19.
Okay. I got 18.
12. 11.
I thought you rolled a 6.
14.
Well, if you're the one that does all the damage, it's okay to go last.
Okay,
there's
Alexander,
no rush.
What'd you get?
11. Thanks for that comment.
But they need to die.
Well, at least they need less than men.
I could have just made them go
that
to sleep.
That might involve them losing all their teeth.
I could have made them go to sleep and we could have slit their throats.
Which one?
Number 2.
Oh, yes. Everyone is chipped with inspiration?
Yes. We are inspired.
I feel inspired.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. You should have motioned.
Yeah.
Okay. So everyone is deeply inspired. The red brands are definitely taking offense to you guys coming into their turf.
Oh, that makes it even more fun.
Okay, so first we're going to have Tilda.
Okay. Now, since of course there's, you know, lots of coverage and stuff here.
Oh yeah.
I'm actually going to
hide the window.
Hold action. Yeah, I can move. I'm small enough. Uh-huh. I can move between them.
Yep.
Okay. Kind of going to go up behind her, off to the side here, and hold it. Which one looks to be the leader?
The leader is the one that's at the bar.
Okay. Do I have a clear shot at him?
No.
Even if I go this way?
Well, he's downstairs too. He's a few feet lower than the floor.
Yeah, he's human. He's
tall. But sweetheart, if you're standing right here, you have all these people in their table in the line.
Okay, who looks to be the highest level person other than him then?
You mean longer? You mean with the gang longer?
Yes.
This gentleman.
Okay, I'm going to take a pot shot at him with my bow, and then I'm going to duck behind.
You're going to do your bonus
hide.
I'm going to hide. Your bonus move. Remember, remember, everybody, check your second level. The new things that you guys picked up.
I didn't get it.
Yeah, let's see here.
You got more spells.
Yeah, your spells are pretty awesome. My second level thing is awesome.
Yeah, so I can take a hide.
At second level, I have a luxurious move.
Your beard gets plus one to awesomeness.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so
beard care is very important.
Okay, so it is I got a 13.
13, believe it or not, as you fire, he slides back as your arrow goes zinging across the bar, sticking into the wall.
Well, at least you didn't hit somebody
else. He's selling the bar, too.
And he's doing this whole, what the hell is the arrow flying across the air?
Yeah, but they don't see where it came because there's nobody there with a bow that's out, right?
Yeah, roll your hide.
Oh, I have to.
If you're gonna hide afterwards,
would be stealth
afterwards.
Yep.
Or?
Yeah,
stealth
is
always.
I'm going to roll it.
19
plus 7.
And you just disappear.
That arrow came from nowhere.
Between Lady Corlin and Lord Dwarf, you've just faded into the.
It's so creepy. We're wondering.
Yeah, it's like, where did that come from? Did you hear something? There was like a whistling.
We actually forget her existence in the bar. It's erased from our memory.
All right. As you've seen arrow fly through the air, what would you like to do next?
We all start telling racist jokes about mm-hmm.
And I need to have a meeting of minds.
Oh, I do hope you'll talk to me
with your mace.
If you go right there, okay, you won't give him an attack of opportunity.
Yeah.
If you go this way,
I'll do that.
Okay.
So shield, and I take out Skull Crusher, the massive new mall that I've been waiting to try out.
Each square is 5 feet, right?
Yep.
My AC is 17. Okay, upside the head.
Ooh.
Upside the head.
Oops, he did
11
it again.
Plus
broke with his
15.
Head.
15 what?
Okay. Oh, horrible. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Well,
six
you rang his
damage.
Bell, that's for sure.
Still,
he rang his bell.
Rang his bell. There really is a musical thing today, isn't there? We were saying that before we started.
That's true.
So then,
the tavern's alive.
Our dear folk hero, it is your turn. Carrie,
what?
It's your turn.
Okay, I'm going to shoot at that guy.
This one?
No, that guy.
This one?
This one's
you
the closest one.
You have to get closer to get to this
No,
guy.
Not him. No, no, the this other guy, the one closest to protect the dwarf.
Okay, this guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dance moves.
Okay.
No, it's too late.
I can use two actions because I have my action surge.
Your warrior's thing? Okay, so you're using your action surge?
I'm using my action surge.
Okay. Now you know what you have to do to refresh your action. What did you roll?
She rolled
run.
One. One.
Okay.
Oh, she did it again.
Roll damage.
My first box.
Roll damage for your arrow.
Oh, oh God.
No. Oops.
Sorry, dwarf.
Yeah, I'm going to catch it.
I'm so, you know, my old D&D character used to shoot our tank all the time.
I can say
just saying!
It's only a flesh
two.
Wound.
So you will take 2 points from a blow that comes from behind.
These
and
guys are talking.
Roll a second arrow. Roll a second damage.
Actually, it's a five.
It's a oh, it's five.
I take five.
You take five. Roll again.
Traitor!
Wait, doesn't he get? He doesn't
roll
get
the
no. You're piercing. Shooting him in the back.
Roll a different die.
Roll another die.
13 plus.
No, that no damage die.
Oh, damage die.
Yeah, you've already rolled
I
enough 20s.
My damage die.
That was for one arrow. We gotta see what the other arrow does.
Six.
Ooh. 6 points, you hit the bartender,
oh!
And you just hear a thump and a moan behind the bar.
I thought you were supposed to protect people.
No, I'm never going to live this down.
He won't live it down.
All right, Lady
no,
Coraline, it is your turn.
I shall step forthrightly to the table where the three ruffians are currently standing. Gentlemen, I dislike the color of your cloaks and the tone of your discourse. I believe we need to speak firmly, and I shall swing at them with Matilda.
Okay.
Okay, she needs a Benny for that.
And
sure
I
money.
Have one.
Well,
I'm just going to use
after
it
that.
One.
So you have advantage.
That was awesome.
And I'm going to hit at the closest one. And a wall very similarly.
Unless you got ones. You're still better.
So 14?
14, you swing your axe, and it does miss them.
Oh.
But your speech has intimidated them a bit.
Oh, good. Yes.
Yay.
As your axe comes down and shatters the table.
You were just punctuating your words.
Yeah, well, I like to punctuate with my axe.
Okay.
We gotta get the cleric to heal Bart.
Sultan, it is your turn.
Okay, so I'm just going to shout, I am tired of this. And cast sleep.
Okay, and what does the spell do?
Okay, well, I have to choose a spot. I'm going to choose it, I think, here.
You choose that spot?
Okay, and then I'm going to roll 5d8, but since it's my second level spell, it's actually going to be plus 2d8.
Okay.
And that's how many hit dice of creatures I can affect, and it starts with the lowest hit dice in 20 feet, and then it goes higher and higher.
Oh, okay.
And then go to sleep.
Hopefully you won't put all of us
in. And what's
say.
The range effect on that?
20.
20?
Does it affect us or them? How are you doing?
Oh, it affects you. But hopefully you
it's
going to
affect you, but... And you picked this spot?
Yeah.
Is there a saving throw?
Okay.
The shot in the back made me sleepy.
Put that right
the
there.
Double
so,
shot in the back. I'm
so
sorry.
Should I just roll this 7 times?
Do you need an extra dice? Or?
Well, I would need... But no, I'll just roll
you
this.
You extra
D8?
Here, everybody, chip in some
D8s.
Yeah,
D8. We got
I
lots of
D8s. I have so many D8s. I always play rogues.
Here's another D8.
How many
do you need? Five of them?
Seven.
Seven
I
of them.
Some very sassy.
Because I'm using
okay.
it as second.
Well,
okay.
I have all my D8s.
I can't, you know.
That should cover you.
There's one left. Okay.
One extra?
I dropped it, but I... Oh!
Oh,
oh no.
My God!
So five.
Look
six,
at that.
Seven,
seven's
eight.
Eight,
nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28. 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41. 41 hit dice of creatures.
Oh, wow.
I think I'm sleepy now.
So,
okay, so this gentleman sitting here goes down to... he is even more sleepy now. 3, 4, 5...
Oh.
And it starts with the lowest hit dice, if you want.
Okay.
Starts with lowest hit dice and goes up. So it's probably going to affect everyone.
Okay, let's see.
Because I am tired of this.
Apparently.
I say, well, looking at you.
He's like, well, don't...
Because even I don't kill random strangers.
Is he dead? He's not dead, is he?
He's sleeping.
He's certainly not feeling well, but I'll check him out.
Like,
yeah.
Like,
assuming I don't pass up.
To?
I can check him out. Give me a second.
Is there
okay,
a saving throw?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for now. It's they're going to fall unconscious until the spell ends, which is 1 minute. The sleeper takes damage, or someone uses an action to shake
damage.
Or slap them awake. You can sleep in
so
people
like,
if you bah! Kick somebody. Yeah.
Just
knock
me up.
Yep.
Psh, psh, wake up!
It's...
Or we could just put their hands in, like, warm water.
Actually, no. 5th edition version, there is no save.
Because I'm a mage.
Check your...
His mage is huge.
Wow.
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 It's really good.
That's, yeah.
That doesn't seem right.
But it is. Everything's right when you're a mage.
I think that's from the Bible.
The D&D Bible. And lo, he said, everything shall be right when thou wast a mage, and it was good. Musical and evangelical today. For the God spent 6 days creating every other class, but lo, on the seventh, he created the mage.
Get it? God spell? Day by day, day by day, these things I pray.
Wow, that's an incredibly powerful spell.
I know, and it's first level, but I cast it at second, so it's busted.
Yep. Okay, so...
Start with the lowest hit dice and go up.
Yep. So, we are now up to the two hit dice creatures.
I suppose Sildard would take it unkindly.
And it's 41,
were to
so...
Just slip
yeah.
Their
probably going to affect everyone.
Sleeping. No, we want to make an example of them.
Blip.
By slitting their throats.
Only a few of them.
20. Oh.
Trust me, they're not nice people.
Okay, so pretty much...
Am I asleep too?
You are asleep too.
You are the most boring person.
Okay.
I slit everyone's throats.
I guess
that
means
the dwarf now.
I think, no. Let's go truss them up. Wake up, let's wake up those two and truss these people up and get health care to the bartender as quickly as possible.
If you're
let's try these guys up.
So, let's go in initiative order. So,
my initiative, I'll sleep.
Yeah. So we're going back to the top of the order. So, the rogue, what shall you be doing?
I am looting all their buckets while they're asleep.
No.
Okay.
You're waking up our people.
No,
okay.
I'm not.
Lady Cordelia, how much did she get out of your pockets?
No. I would never steal from
my people.
Okay, so you're running over
while
here.
I'm trussing up the bad guys.
Or you
I can accept that.
I am looting their pockets.
Okay.
Or you can others. You can slit their throats.
Oh, trust me, I would love to, but I think that they would not like it if I did that. But we can kill them when they're awake, right?
That's
the honorable way.
Unfortunately, you are sleeping. Then, our dear folk hero, what is Galen doing?
I'm going to go wake up
they
the
can
dwarf.
Wake up.
I'll
okay.
tie up the bad guys. I'll tie up the bad guys. They
so you're going and you're slapping the dwarf.
Sleep
it off. You slept it off. You slept it off.
Oh, my back.
And then I'm going to go wake up Coral.
As I pull the arrow out.
No, he only got hit by one. The bartender took
right.
the other one.
I'm going to walk over and check the bartender.
Okay. Well, basically her turn's going to be spent waking you up. Then we...
How much money do I get?
I'll tell you a little
this is you, pushy little rogue.
You're busy doing your thing.
Hey.
Okay.
The
purple. Oh, yes.
The
bring back
one.
The eights.
Thank you.
No.
Okay.
Totally understand that.
And it is now your turn, Sultan. What are you going to be doing?
Well, after ending this horrible combat, and since apparently we are not allowed to slit their throats, I will sit down and start reading.
Okay.
Oh, he's going to get back his...
Go ahead and sit back next to the fire.
Nope,
do you think?
Didn't even spend this.
Neither did I,
okay.
Unfortunately.
So we go down to the next round, which will be next person you're going in.
I'm trusting them all up, but
okay.
What
going
am I finding?
Well, I'll tell you when you're done with all three of them.
Okay.
Okay, and then it's going to go to...
We only have a minute,
are your folk heroes.
We're going to wake up Corwin.
Okay.
Lady Dardek.
And also, our dear dwarf, what would you like to do?
Okay, well, I'll pull the arrow out of my back, and then in a macho way, ignore it, climb over, and check this dude out.
Okay, check the bartender out?
Yeah.
Bartender has an arrow stuck deep into his chest.
Am I going to kneel down?
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, wanderer, God, my hands.
Don't heal him.
And I will do heal.
It is
okay.
Time.
You go ahead and roll for your healing to see what you do.
Don't fear the reaper.
The sun nor the wind nor the rain, he can be locked in.
See, it's come a musical
on.
Day.
Come on, musical day. Come on, cleric, don't be afraid.
Okay, you basically heal him up from all the damage and pull the arrow out.
Oh, thank you.
As he has just a small hint of a scar in his chest where the arrow sunk deep
into
him.
And he's going to have a hell of a story to tell. And there's like this...
And as you heal him, he starts to wake up and
Your
looks
Honor,
up at
take
you.
Take it easy for the next 3 days.
And he gasps and goes, thank you.
Yeah, and
Dwarf,
you,
thank you. You can drink free. However you... You free
and
drinks for life for you here.
And you cured that awful athlete's foot that he had.
It was not me, it was the launderer. Thank you, though, for your kindness.
Okay.
I'll take a short rest, too, if it's my back.
Okay.
Yeah. Next.
You can jump up on a barrel over there.
Can I just remind our party that we only have a minute, so we should tie them?
Yeah, we'll tie them.
Well, she's Tilda is binding them, yeah.
I got it.
Okay. So, Jocelyn, since your initiative was after Carrie, so you've been snapped awake brutally.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's...
Not brutally. I tried to be as gentle as possible. I'd still wake them up.
Galen, I can't believe I fell asleep amidst my admonishments to these ruffians. How very strange. I wasn't feeling tired. And do we... I mean, should we just, I don't know, trust them like turkeys and take them...
Are you done?
As you look over, Tilda is finishing up trussing up the second one and getting ready to jump over
to
the third one.
So we need to do the other one.
So there's the terrible gentleman at the... Well, I mean, I use the term.
You guys can go after the boss guy. I'll take care of these guys.
I'll go forward
to schmoes.
You know.
Stepping roughly over this one.
Is he awake?
No, he's asleep.
Then no, she's not stepping roughly over.
Because
we don't
want
to wake him up with pain.
Okay.
Yes.
Was this the red brand?
This was the red brand.
Some of the red brands. Our guest has...
hit dice, that's hit points.
Oh, that would have covered most of it.
That's all, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, though, for that.
Thank you.
Okay.
And, yes, I will, I suppose, trust... The leader of these brigands,
roughly.
Okay.
Roughly. With silk scarves.
Okay, so you bind him
She's
up.
Disturbingly talented with those silk scarves.
Okay.
I thought that was Chi Chi.
So once you've gotten them all secured, once you've got them all secured, what do you guys do?
I believe one of them is going to want to talk to us a bit about their fortifications at the...
and the amount of...
Hey, wakey wakey, I'll grab one.
Wakey wakey, eggs and bakey.
I continue to read.
You there. Wake up.
Okay.
I'm not sleeping.
Lord Spider, I fear the worst as I left Vandalen. The rise with the Red Brand's hideout was set ablaze by fire. I fear their usefulness is at an end.
Bested the Goblin Warren. Led dry the Red Brands. If I wasn't at risk, I would laugh and enjoy the chaos these destroyers are causing.
My lord, this group has a name now, and the people are calling them.
And may I present you with the Unlikely Fellowship?
Now send in our catchphrases.
We're tough.
Hey, Tilda!
Are you
I
tough
have
enough?
Are
you
tough enough?
Now I'm starting it. See, they can have long songs. They can sing long songs. We can't discuss mechanics.
Just so I can come home and kiss your cheek. I wrestle with a lion and a grizzly bear. Not even worried.
Excuse me.
I can't remember
you
the song.
You didn't say out of character, so all of that just happened in character.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.